95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. Hey, it's Friday. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs, Steve, and Josh from SR Parrot back in the saddle in a post-Mayo Sace thing. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Did you survive
it okay?
I'm still recovering slightly, but we're all right.
Well, there's never a time to stop drinking, and I think today is a good day to think about doing it more tomorrow. And that's why you brought Gary in, right?
That's right.
Gary is back. Introduce your pal.
This is Gary from the Ormond Beach Rotary Club.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Crowd, we've had him on a couple times in the past.
Good to see you again, man.
Talk specifically about what's going on tomorrow, which is the Ormond Beach Beer Festival.
Okay. All right. You know, when these... basically, your job, Josh, is just to try to breathe between beer festivals.
Exactly. Right now, so, yeah. This is the last one for the season, so make sure you get this one.
Oh, well, you got to get to this one, then,
yeah,
right?
You're going to wait until the fall.
Okay.
Otherwise.
All right. So we're ready, and the Rotary Club always doing great things for the community, and now you're allowing us to drink for the community. So thank
drink,
you.
Drink, and all the money goes to some really serious charities.
It's
and,
even better.
Yeah, this is our third annual. It's at a Destination Daytona again at the Pavilion. Okay. So you don't have to worry about sun. You don't have to worry about rain. All you have to worry about is how much beer can you drink in 4 hours?
That's right.
And the challenge has been taken and won by us before.
Yes, we're looking forward
to doing that again. So you brought us some samples of what we'll be sampling tomorrow, right?
I did. I brought kind of a wide variety just to kind of show what we're going to have out there to show that it's not just beer. It's going to have, you know, we're going to have beer, seltzers, some hard kombuchas, and some interesting stuff. So give you a variety today.
You need some variety. All right, where do we start?
We're going to start kind of light. I have Poliner's Grapefruit Rattler.
Did not even know that was a thing.
Exactly. So this comes in a 16.9-ounce can.
Oh,
sounds wild. Grapefruit Rattler.
So do you know what a rattler is?
With a T?
No.
On a snake.
Okay, all right. No. R-A-D-L-E-R.
Oh, no.
E-R, sorry.
No, that, no.
So it's the same thing as a shandy.
Oh.
So over on the other side of the pond there, they call it a shandy or rattler, which is a mix of fruit juice and beer.
Okay, all right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, this I like.
It's really good.
For sure.
So
it's not a bitey grapefruit.
The reason we're starting with this is it's only 2.5% alcohol.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let me chug it.
But summer, man. It's getting hot. Something super enjoyable, and you can go through quite a bit of this and you know, still get out of your chair okay.
And still function.
Exactly.
That's really good.
Yeah, I like that, dude.
Yeah, I don't like grapefruit, but this is awesome.
I'm not a grapefruit lover either, but this is a friendly grapefruit. If you had a friend that was a grapefruit, this would be it. You know,
now this is awesome. Like you said, a grapefruit juice. So it is sweeter on the, you know, the sweeter end of the scale there.
Yes,
none of that bitterness that you would get with a, you know, a regular grapefruit, I guess you could say.
Surprising grapefruit accessibility right there. I don't even feel like they need to sprinkle sugar around the rim or anything on that one.
Right.
You know?
So it's mixed with their lager. So you get grapefruit juice, their lager, 2.5%. So yeah, I mean, essentially you're taking a 5% beer, 50% of its juice, and now you get 2.5%.
There you go. Beer math.
I had no idea there'd be math in this season. Wow, that's a great start. So that'll be, and for when you're spending the day out at Destination Daytona tomorrow, this would be a good thing to kind of put between beers.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. You don't have to necessarily put a water in between.
No. That's not important.
That's not advisable.
Water is like 9% alcohol. That's not good. All right. Well, that's a great start. What's next? I don't recognize that can.
All right. So this is brand new for our market.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
We've had the brand on before. It's called Flying Embers.
Okay.
Remember this.
Okay.
Yes. I remember that.
So this is a hard kombucha.
Okay.
Do you remember what a kombucha was? I think you're pretty familiar with it.
It is a form of, it's a tea.
Correct. It's a fermented tea.
Whoa, yes. Steve.
So this one is a hard kombucha. So they ferment it twice.
Okay.
Right? So you get alcohol as the byproduct on this one.
From the second fermentation?
Correct.
Oh, yep. So if you just do it once, you're good?
So, kind of.
Okay.
There's still a trace amount of alcohol in regular kombucha, kind of like a cough syrup, I guess you could say.
Right, right.
But this particular flavor is on a six-pack by its own, and it is called Orange Passion Mimosa.
Oh, Orange Passion Mimosa. I like all those words individually.
I want you to guess the ABV on this.
Okay, hold on.
Because I was shocked. We just went, now remember, we just went from 2.5.
Okay.
I'm going 4.1.
I'm going 3.9.
Gary?
Any guesses, Gary?
I'm going to say 5.
6.9.
Oh! Hello!
I almost cussed.
Welcome to the
Holy
club.
Holy!
Really?
6.9%. This drinks much lower.
I mean, you don't taste alcohol in there at all.
No.
And that's hard. That's hard with a capital R.
So, right? Exactly. So some of the kombuchas we've had before have a very strong, let's just be honest, a vinegar taste, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
kind of what kombucha is known for.
Yeah.
Once fermentation finishes up, it's kind of a vinegar taste. That's not prevalent here.
No.
You're getting something very enjoyable, easy to drink, and at 6.9%, you get both passion fruit and some of that orange in there.
Yeah, the orange tastes like a mimosa. On the background. Yeah, it is. It is very mimosa.
Yeah. I dig it.
If you go bottomless on this, though, get a ride. Get a chair.
People get around when I don't wear pants.
Yeah, no, you're right. Exactly.
Right.
You're going to be Winnie the Poohing it by the end of the festival. So now how many, you got, SR Prod is throwing a bunch of beverages at this festival,
yeah.
right? I mean, you got a head count. You got a ballpark on this thing.
I believe it's well over 100 beers at this point.
Whoa!
Different types of beers.
Look out!
And probably about 50 breweries.
Man.
Yep.
Yikes. So,
we're really excited. It's a great event every year. And like Gary was saying, it's undercover, so the shade's really nice. There's usually a pretty good breeze underneath there as well. So very enjoyable.
Yeah, it is nice to be able to not to have your environment controlled at Destination Daytona.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we're going to tell you more about how you can get tickets. We'll tell you more flavors you can try out there. Gary's probably going to do a song for us. I would
Sweet.
Imagine coming up.
Can we make requests?
I don't think your ratings can stand.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll scrap the song. We'll just drink. More coming up. The Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Parade. And Gary with us on The Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.